Bowles. Sybil.
Son of a gun, if it wasn't less than 20. I promise
And it's
you.
Monday.
And it's Monday. It's here already. Good morning, Mr. Jordan. Mr. Brown.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Little Rock, Arkansas. You find out where I'm at. I'll be there, okay?
Shouldn't be hard to find.
You find out and I'll be there.
I'll be there, okay?
Okay, you got a job to do.
But you got Oklahoma City, you got Tulsa, and you got Little Rock.
Put the work in, people. Come on.
I'm in New York this weekend, and I'm on the East Coast. You know, in Dallas, right now, it is pitch black, and on the East Coast, the light is out. So when I was walking out the door, I said, Lord. Scared the mess out of me.
We go to work here in L.A., players can't see.
Okay.
We get off and can't see, too. So you
That's really, really confusing, but
it throws
anyway,
you,
good
man.
Morning.
It really does. It does. It does.
From New York, when you have to get up this early, you need things in order.
No change ups in the middle of.
You
the
don't
night.
Need any change up, you know, because you're half sleep anyway.
And where things am I? Change. Wait a minute. Where am
whoa, whoa,
I?
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
All right.
I had a friend who was in sales, and he said that he used to write down, before he went to bed at night, he used to write down what city he was in and what the time zone. I was like, how crazy is that?
Not so crazy, huh?
Not so nuts.
You ever wake up on a Saturday and go, wait a minute.
I know.
Yes.
You wake up at 3
throw
o'clock
you.
And you're like.
Saturdays throw you too. Saturdays throw you. Huh. Especially if you had a nice night before.
Oh my
you know, like
God.
A nice Friday night.
No school God. In the morning night? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It'll throw you.
Oh, quit your whining. Let's go. Here we go. the NBA playoffs. So the Cavs will not play Miami Heat. They have to play Toronto because Toronto beat the Heat yesterday.
So
we're just trying to clear. I called Sybil to see what your bet was. I didn't know.
I wasn't clear. Okay. I just assumed.
But here's the thing. It don't matter. He's going to change it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we were going to go to the tape and ask David, but, you know.
Did you say Miami would win?
I might have said that.
Okay.
I might have said that because I wanted to see the Cavs
and Miami
and the Heat play for the conference championship.
Okay.
Now, you didn't choose the Raptors because of the black coach.
I did, didn't
he didn't
I?
Know.
No.
He didn't
I don't
know.
Think you did.
I did. I remember now.
Know.
I remember
he
that.
Just found
no,
out
I did.
A few minutes ago. He didn't even know.
Okay. I did find out late, but I found out and then I changed my pick because I have to. What's the rule?
The rule
always
is,
go
don't know
with
what
black.
The rule is.
The rule, we know what the rule is, but sometimes it changes.
Yeah.
And thanks for reminding me. I did choose the Raptors because the Raptors coach is black. I did that.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Thank you for that.
She said she didn't
so
know,
I'm good.
So.
I said I had to choose them because the coach was black, but I wanted to see Dwayne Wade and LeBron. Going to the conference.
The only thing missing from this story is see what had happened.
I know,
that's
right?
Start all
right, moving on.
See what had happened.
Moving on.
So tonight, the Western Conference finals start, right?
That's tonight?
Yeah.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Oklahoma
State.
And the Warriors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going, you know I'm going with Oklahoma.
You're going with Oklahoma.
Yeah. Got to. Gotta go. Although my heart's with light skin.
But, sure.
You know. Gotta go black.
Oh, that dog God. Precious.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Say it clear so only you can hear it.
Right.
Bill Cosby's lawyers think the sexual assault case should be thrown out.
Good luck with that one.
They're going to the top.
Well, they might have a technicality here. The defense, Bill Cosby's defense, is arguing that the current Montgomery County, Pennsylvania district attorney cannot go back on the word of the previous DA who promised Bill Cosby that he wouldn't be charged in the case. So the previous DA said before he lost and left office that Bill Cosby would not be charged. The new DA ran on a campaign saying that he was going to charge Bill Cosby. This was in his campaign, and so he did. And said whatever the previous DA said, I take that back. I'm the new DA. I'm the new sheriff in town. Bill Cosby has got to go to trial. And
that's how he won, too.
Yeah, and that's how he won. So Bill Cosby might get – this is only one case, though, right?
Yeah, this is just
– it's just one of 50.
Exactly.
55. Yeah.
Also told Mrs. Cosby she wouldn't have to testify.
Look where that went.
Mm-hmm. So – maybe a victory, but not much of a victory, because if he
nice
gets this clear, he still got 50 some odd cases to go,
and he got more cases than he's got lawyers, so he's going to still be busy for a while.
Mm-hmm. Insurance companies won't insure celebrities anymore because of Bill Cosby. It turns out that if any of these claims come to that he has to pay, that he has insurance to cover tens of millions of dollars in damages. Mm-hmm. Oh, and now, no celebrity can get a blanket policy anymore because of Bill Cosby.
Now the Cosby rule. Now some other people have been screwed.
Yeah.
Good one.
Actors are not.
Now everybody's being screwed because of Bill Cosby.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
This man. President Obama said something really interesting when he was at Rutgers University. He said this to the newspaper, and I go along with this. President Obama says that election days should be a holiday in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is in most countries. It's a holiday. They usually do it on Saturdays.
That's
and Sundays.
The other thing. I'm not sure about the holiday part time, but I definitely like
make
it.
Make it easier. Definitely
for
make
the
it
weekend.
Easier.
Make it easier. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
The Republicans
this is something
have made
that
it
most
harder and harder for people to vote. You're absolutely right. They really
on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday, from 7 to 7. On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I don't know why we do it like that in this country. It's like they don't want anybody to vote.
Well, there's that.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. I saw the Michael Moore documentary, Sybil.
Mm-hmm.
Who Do We Invade Next?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Taking things from other countries, what they do.
Right.
And trying to bring them back to America. Have you seen it? It's really good.
I have not. No.
You got to see it. You got to see it. It's on demand. Michael Moore, Who Do We Invade Next? Mm-hmm. Highly, highly recommend it. Watch it and then we'll talk about it. What got into Wendell Pierce?
Don't know. Poor Wendell.
Wendell Pierce was arrested Saturday.
Not just arrested, but going after a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Wendell Pierce was arrested Saturday after allegedly physically assaulting a woman supporting Bernie Sanders.
Wow. Well, here's my opinion. A lot of people don't know his name. They just know him as that fat guy from The Wire. So that
that's true. Because the headline didn't say Wendell Pierce attacked.
No, it
says
Wire.
The Wire star arrested for allegedly attacking Bernie Sanders
and
supporters.
Wendell Pierce is like, don't you know all
so
the things I've done?
Sure that lady said that.
They don't know it. They just know The Wire, a 10-year-old series that he starred in.
And they don't
and
know his name. And that
they don't know his name.
Wrong.
They just...
Was he Bunky
from the his character name was Bunky or something like that?
And easier, it's fat guy from The Wire player. I'm here to tell you, man.
Just recently did a really great job on the movie Confirmation. Waiting to Exhale. Remember that?
No, they don't remember that. They don't remember that. They just know the fat guy from The Wire.
He's on the Odd Couple TV show right now.
They don't know that. They have no idea. No, it's just the fat guy from The Wire.
And that'll right do player. It. If you get tired of being referred
that'll
to
set
it.
That'll set him off, man.
That's what set him off.
It's probably not the Bernie Sanders part.
It's that fat guy from The Wire, man. Look, I've been notified as the fat guy from Drumline. No problem.
It's Monday on the TJMS.